USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Don't rule out a nationwide gas tax holiday. The White House saying the idea remains on the table. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting a number of states have done that in an effort to give people a break from soaring gas prices. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's ongoing invasion is a threat to the whole of Europe. Zelensky delivering that message in a Saturday night address posted to his Telegram channel. This as Ukrainians are reeling in the horrors of Russian aggression.
I know we will win this. We have no doubt about this. There is not a person on this world that could beat us or submit us to anything.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, that Ukrainian woman interviewed amid the devastation in Bucha. USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
The former president makes another endorsement at his rally on Saturday night.
Celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz got the endorsement of former President Donald Trump. Oz, known for his former daytime TV show, is running for the open Senate seat in Pennsylvania and is in a neck-and-neck contest with former hedge fund manager Dave McCormick in the Republican primary. In his endorsement, Trump said he believes that Oz will be the one most able to win the general election. He adds, quote, "They know him, believe in him, and trust him." For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The prize amount at this weekend's Masters Golf Tournament is growing. Folks with the event announced the total prize money up for grabs is $15 million. This is up from last year's purse of $11.5 and makes it the highest payout at a major. Whoever wins Sunday will bring home $2.7 million and the famous green jacket. Second and third place will both win over $1 million. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medication Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you have taken these products and have been diagnosed with cancer. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com now to see if you qualify for free.
Republicans continue to criticize President Biden for his restrictions on American oil production as the reliance on Russian energy imports has contributed to the rising gas prices. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall joins Fox News Live and says financing is one of the biggest issues facing oil companies in the United States.
The feds and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency are going to score loans to oil energy programs very badly, and those banks don't want those loans on there. So people that I know that have been successful for decades can't get loans anymore.
Marshall says the Environmental Protection Agency needs to give out more oil leases to help fix this problem. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins is dead after being hit by a dump truck in Fort Lauderdale. The Florida Highway Patrol saying the 24-year-old quarterback was struck and killed early Saturday while trying to walk across the westbound lanes of Interstate 535 near the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. Condolences have been pouring in from around the NFL. The league saying in a statement, it's mourning the tragic loss. And finally, hold on to those Powerball tickets. A technical glitch means officials are still trying to confirm whether anyone won the grand prize from Saturday night. And finally, golfers teeing it up again today at the final round of the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. Scottie Scheffler, your leader by 3 strokes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.